This is tape number 3, side A, of the user manual for Alva Outspoken for the Macintosh. We're on page 38, in chapter 5, section 5.4. Section 5.4, find text, graphics, or attributes. Another very powerful method of navigating is the find command. Find, parentheses 1, comma 4, close paren, enables you to activate a search for a string of text, a graphic, or particular attributes within a window or menu. The characters that you type for a find command, parentheses, known as the search element, close paren, can be any part of a word and not necessarily the beginning. If you enter only one letter, however, Outspoken will only search for words that begin with that letter. If you are searching for text, the find command, continuing on page 39, can include letters, numbers, and punctuation, but not spaces. Therefore, the text that you are searching for cannot be longer than one word. Additionally, it is important to note that the find command is not case sensitive. Outspoken can also search for graphics that have been named in the graphics dictionary. Type any part or all of the name exactly as it was defined in the dictionary. In the case of graphics as opposed to text, the find request can include spaces and, therefore, multiple words, if that is how a graphic was defined. Outspoken can search for specific attributes such as font, style, bold text, etc. Section 5.4.3 provides detailed information on how to search for attributes. Outspoken will store the most recent find request so that you can repeat a search by pressing find and then a direction key without retyping the string of text. If Outspoken does not find the search element, it will signal, quote, no more, close quote, and the pointer will not be moved. Subsection 5.4.1, find in window. The find command can be directional within a window. Press find and then type the text string, graphic name, or attribute, parentheses, the search element, close paren, that you want to locate. Then press one of the following keys. The first key, down. This will search from the pointer location to the bottom of the window. If Outspoken finds a match, it will read the first occurrence that it finds. The pointer will be placed at the end of the found text, or on the found graphic, or button. If this is not the item that you are looking for, press find, comma, down again to continue searching in the same direction. If Outspoken does not find the search element, it will signal, quote, no more, close quote. The up key. This will search from the pointer location to the top of the window. If Outspoken finds a match, it will read the first occurrence that it finds. The pointer will be placed at the beginning of the found text or on the found graphic or button. If this is not the item that you are looking for, press find, comma, up again to continue searching in the same direction. If Outspoken does not find the search element, it will signal, quote, no more, close quote. The select key. This will search within the entire window rather than in a particular direction. First, Outspoken will search from the pointer location to the bottom of the window. If Outspoken does not find the search item, it will issue a beep and then continue the search from the top of the window back down to the pointer location. If found, Outspoken will read the first occurrence that it finds. Continuing on page 40. The pointer will be placed at the end of the found text or on the found graphic or button. If Outspoken does not find the search element, it will signal, quote, no more, close quote, and the pointer will not be moved. Subsection 5.4.2, scrolling find, colon, find in document. The find command can be used to search in a portion of the document that is not currently displayed in the active window. This is done by issuing a, quote, scrolling find, close quote, request. Press find, then enter the text string or graphic name, parentheses, search element, close paren, that you want to locate. Press scroll, parentheses, 3, comma, 4, close paren, followed by one of the following direction keys. The down key. Outspoken will search from the pointer location to the bottom of the current window. If the search is unsuccessful, Outspoken will issue a beep and then scroll to the next window and search from the top of that window towards the bottom. It will continue to search in this manner until either the search element is found or Outspoken reaches the end of the document. If the search element is found, the pointer will be placed at the end of the found text or on the found graphic, and the text or graphic name will be read. If the search element is not found, the pointer will be placed at the end of the document and Outspoken will signal, quote, no more, close quote. The up key. Outspoken will search from the pointer location to the top of the current window. If the search is unsuccessful, Outspoken will issue a beep, scroll to the previous window, and search from the bottom of that window towards the top. It will continue to search in this manner until either the search element is found or Outspoken reaches the beginning of the document. If the search element is found, the pointer will be placed at the beginning of the found text or on the graphic, and the text or graphic name will be read. If the search element is not found, the pointer will be placed at the beginning of the document and Outspoken will signal, quote, no more, close quote. You may cancel the search at any time by pressing the cancel key. Please note, however, that the pointer will still be moved and will be placed near the bottom or top of the current window, depending upon the direction in which you are searching. Subsection 5.4.3, Find Attribute. Outspoken offers the ability to search for specific attributes such as font style, changes in text, bold text, etc. To use this feature, press find, comma, command, hyphen, parentheses, attribute letter code, close paren, followed by a direction key to begin searching. Continuing on page 41. At the top of page 41 are 13 letters, and next to it the attribute that letter refers to. The first letter, B, refers to the attribute of bold text. C, changes in style. D, dimmed text. F, font or font size changes. G, graphic elements. H, highlighted text. I, italic text. K, color change. O, outlined text. P, plain text. S, shadowed text. U, underlined text. And X is for the attribute of buttons. Outspoken will search for the next occurrence of that particular attribute. Please note, however, that Outspoken will only read the first word with that attribute. Find consecutive attributes. If you want to read all consecutive words with a particular attribute, after Outspoken has read the first word following a find attribute search, press find, comma, say. Outspoken will read all consecutive words with that attribute. The pointer will be placed at the end of the text that was read. Find highlighted text. Use Option-Find to move to and read an entire block of highlighted text or a highlighted graphic. This can be a particularly useful command when navigating in the Finder or in an Open or Save As dialog. For example, if you are in the Finder, press the first letter of the item that you are looking for. This will highlight the first item found beginning with that letter. Press Option-Find to move to and read the highlighted text or graphic name. If this is not the item that you are searching for, press Tab to move to and highlight the next item alphabetically. Press Option-Find to read the highlighted text or graphic. Subsection 5.4.4, Find Pointer / IBAR. When you issue a find command, Outspoken will begin searching from the pointer location. If you have been typing or editing text, Outspoken will have moved the pointer to the IBAR location so that Find will begin searching from that location. To move the pointer back to its previous location before you began typing or editing, use Shift-Find and then proceed with the Find command as described above. Shift-Find will move the pointer to its previous location and Outspoken will announce, quote, pointer, close quote. Press Shift-Find again to move, continuing on page 42, the pointer back to the IBAR. Outspoken will announce, quote, IBAR, close quote. If there is no IBAR on the screen, Outspoken will announce, quote, no IBAR, close quote. When the pointer is at the location that you want to search from, you can execute the Find command as described above to begin the search. The Shift-Find command is also useful at any time if you want to move the pointer to the IBAR, as long as the IBAR is in the active window. You can also move the IBAR to the current pointer location at any time by pressing the Select key. Section 5.5, Information Commands. Information commands provide font and graphic information, application and window names, and information about the pointer location relative to the screen or current window. Subsection 5.5.1, Info. Use Info, parentheses, 4, comma 2, close paren, to obtain information about the item on which the pointer is currently placed. If the pointer is currently on text, Outspoken will announce the font size in points, the font name, the attributes, and the color of the text. The attributes that Outspoken can announce are bold, dimmed, highlighted, italicized, plain, outlined, shadowed, and underlined text. When announcing the color, Outspoken will identify red, green, and/or blue, or white, black, or gray, and then a number from 1 to 9, indicating the depth of those colors. If the amount of red, green, and blue that Outspoken detects are all equal, such as red 2, green 2, and blue 2, Outspoken will announce gray 2. If the degree of color is different, Outspoken will announce red 2, green 6, blue 4, for example. If a particular color is 0, Outspoken will not announce that color. If all of the colors are equal to 0, Outspoken will announce black. And if all of the colors are equal to 9, Outspoken will announce white. Please note that Outspoken does not recognize colored backgrounds, only colored text. If the pointer is currently on a graphic, Outspoken will announce, quote, graphic, close quote, quote, highlighted graphic, close quote, or dimmed graphic, depending upon the state of the graphic. Some graphics, such as buttons, may be a combination of a graphic and text. In that case, Outspoken will announce all relevant information, including, quote, button, close quote. Subsection 5.5.2, say slash stop, quote, key describe, close quote. Outspoken's key describe feature can be used to tell you the name of the key on the keyboard or the numeric keypad. While holding down the say, parentheses 4, comma 4, close paren, continuing on page 43, key press any other key on the keyboard. Outspoken will announce the name of that key. When you press a key that can be modified by pressing shift, Outspoken will announce the names of both the upper and lower letter, number or symbol, announcing the lower one first. On the numeric keypad, Outspoken will announce the name of the Outspoken command. Please note that when using the say feature, Outspoken will announce the name of the key, but will not type that key or execute that command. On a PowerBook, press and hold tilde and press and hold say. While still holding say, release tilde. Continue to hold say and press any other key. Outspoken will announce the name of that key as described above. Subsection 5.5.3, where on screen. Use where, parentheses, 3, comma 2, close paren, to hear the location of the pointer on the screen. The first number represents the horizontal coordinate in tenths of an inch from the left edge of the screen. The second number represents the vertical coordinate in tenths of an inch from the top edge of the screen. You can also receive continuous readout of the pointer position by holding down where as you move the mouse. Subsection 5.5.4, where in window. Use shift hyphen where to hear the location of the pointer within the current window. The first number represents the horizontal coordinate in tenths of an inch from the left edge of the window. The second number represents the vertical coordinate in tenths of an inch from the top edge of the window. Subsection 5.5.5, current line location. Use option hyphen where to hear the current line number followed by the total number of lines in the window. There are two points to note about this total. First, there is no standard number of columns and rows on the Macintosh screen. The height of each line can vary depending on the font size, icon height, etc. Second, this total ignores all blank space and only counts lines containing text or graphics. Subsection 5.5.6, where in application. Use command hyphen where to hear the name of the current application followed by the name of the current window within that application. This is a useful feature if, continued on page 44, you have, quote, lost the focus, close quote, and are not in the application and or window that you want to be in. Subsection 5.5.7, window information. Use option hyphen window to hear the name of the current window. Outspoken reads the active window's name, then tells you if that window is completely showing on the screen. This is important because Outspoken cannot read parts of a window that are off of the screen or are covered by other windows. If the entire window is not showing, you may need to resize or move the window. Subsection 5.5.8, Scroll Information. Within the scroll bar is a tool called the elevator box. Its location within the scroll bar tells you the location of the current window relative to the whole document. Normally, this is a visual cue, but Outspoken can approximate this information for you. Use Option-Scroll to hear a percentage reading of the location of the elevator box. Parentheses, pressing scroll, comma, info will also perform this operation. Close paren. Outspoken will announce the distance down from the top and across from the right. Parentheses, if there is a horizontal scroll bar at the bottom of the window, close paren, in percentages. If Outspoken announces, quote, 0% down, close quote, it means that you are at the top of the document. If there is a scroll bar, but the entire document fits in the window, the elevator box will not be present, and Outspoken will announce, quote, nothing down, close quote, parentheses, or, quote, nothing across, close quote, close paren. This is the end of Chapter 5. Chapter 6, Customizing Outspoken. Section 6.1, Custom Settings. The Custom Settings dialog allows you to control the type and amount of feedback given by Outspoken. If you do not want to customize a particular setting, Outspoken will choose the default setting. The default settings are listed in this section. Use Command-Info to open the Custom Settings dialog box. The dialog box contains an alphabetized listing of 13 items that can be customized. At the bottom of the dialog box are two buttons, Cancel and OK. Pressing the Cancel button, parentheses or Escape, close paren, will close the dialog box without saving any of the changes that you have made. Pressing the OK button, parentheses or Return, close paren, will confirm the changes, close the dialog box, and save any changes to disk. To the right of each item is a pop-up menu which displays the current setting for that item. Use Outspoken direction keys or Find commands to navigate to the menu that you want to open. Press the drag key to reveal its contents, and use up and down commands to review the contents of the menu. The item that is currently selected will have a check mark to the left of its name. When you hear the name of the item that you want, press the drag key again to select that item. You can then move to other items that you wish to customize and follow the same procedure. If you wish to exit a particular pop-up menu without making a new selection, press Outspoken's cancel key, parentheses, on the numeric keypad, close paren. After you have made all of the changes that you want, press OK, parentheses, or Return, close paren, to confirm the changes and close the dialog. Press Cancel, and that is not canceled from the keypad, parentheses, or Escape, close paren, to close the box without making any changes. Once you become familiar with the Custom Settings dialog, you can use the HUD keys to quickly make temporary changes from within any application without opening the Custom Settings dialog. These changes will remain in effect until you restart your computer. Each item in the custom settings list contains one capitalized letter, which can be used as the hotkey. The hotkeys are also listed in each of the following sections. Section 6.3 provides detailed information on temporary settings and the use of hotkeys. In all of the following custom settings, if the feedback is set to, quote, speak, close quote, Outspoken will issue that particular feedback in a higher pitched voice than, continued on page 46, normal. This is used to distinguish between outspoken feedback and what is actually written on the screen. Subsection 6.1.1, at work. This sets the feedback that you hear when there are certain occurrences on the screen, such as a new window opening or a scroll operation. It is important for you to know when these are occurring because the computer will not be able to respond to other commands until it is finished. Outspoken's, quote, at work, close quote, feedback will issue a continuous static-like sound. You can set the way in which Outspoken issues this sound. The options are loud, soft, or nothing. The default setting is nothing. The hotkey is A. Subsection 6.1.2, capitals. This sets the feedback that you hear when Outspoken reads a capital letter while you're using either the spell or read by character commands. The options are speak, tone, pitch, or nothing. If set to speak, Outspoken will say cap before reading the letter. If set to tone, Outspoken will issue a beep before reading the letter. If set to pitch, Outspoken will read the letter in a higher pitch. The default setting is speak. The hotkey is C. Subsection 6.1.3, caps lock. This sets the feedback that you hear when you press the caps lock key. The possible settings are speak, tone, or nothing. If set to speak, Outspoken will announce either, quote, caps lock, close quote, or, quote, caps release, close quote, depending on the new state of caps lock. If set to tone, Outspoken will issue a beep indicating that there has been a change in the caps lock state. The default setting is speak. The hotkey is L. Subsection 6.1.4, dimmed text. This sets the feedback that you hear when Outspoken reads dimmed text. The possible settings are speak, tone, pitch, or nothing. If set to speak, Outspoken will say dimmed before reading the first word of the dimmed text. If set to tone, Outspoken will issue a beep before reading the first word of the dimmed text. If set to pitch, Outspoken will read the dimmed text in a higher pitch. Continuing on page 47. The default setting is speak. The hotkey is D. Subsection 6.1.5, echo. This sets the type of feedback that you hear while you are typing. There are five possible settings. Characters, words, characters and words, auto-speak, or nothing. Characters allows you to hear each character immediately after you type it. Parentheses, unless you type faster than Outspoken can speak, close paren. Words allows you to hear each word as soon as you finish typing that word. A word is considered finished when you press the space bar, return or tab keys, or punctuation. Characters and words allows you to hear each character as it is typed, as well as each word as it is finished. Auto speak is similar to the word setting. However, it allows you to hear the word currently being typed when outspoken senses a pause in typing of more than 1 second. Outspoken will also interpret certain keys as characters. They are tab, delete, escape, return, enter, direction keys, and function keys. If echo is set to characters or characters and words, these keys will always be announced when pressed. If echo is set to words, auto speak, or nothing, these keys will not be announced unless punctuation is set to all. The echo setting that you select will also be in effect when using find or go to commands. The default setting is word. The hotkey is E. Subsection 6.1.6, graphics. This sets the feedback that you receive when outspoken detects a graphic. Graphics can be icons or symbols. The settings are speak, tone, pitch, and nothing. If set to speak, outspoken will say graphic and then read the graphic's name, parentheses, if it has been assigned a name in the graphic dictionary, close paren, when the pointer moves to a graphic. If set to tone, outspoken will issue a high beep before reading the graphic's name. If set to pitch, outspoken will read the graphic's name in a higher pitch. When set to nothing, outspoken will skip graphics entirely, even icons in the menu bar such as the Apple, Help, and Applications icons. The default setting is pitch. The hotkey is G. Continuing on page 48. Subsection 6.1.7. Eyebar. This sets the feedback that you receive when there is a blinking insertion bar, parentheses, eyebar, close paren, on the screen. Outspoken will issue a continuous ticking sound to alert you to the presence of an eyebar. The possible settings are loud, soft, or nothing. If you are uncertain as to the location of the eyebar, you can use the find pointer slash eyebar command to move the pointer to the eyebar location. The default setting is nothing. The hotkey is I. Subsection 6.1.8, movement. This sets the feedback that you receive when certain types of movement are occurring on the screen. These include movement across blank lines or blank spaces, navigation to the beginning or end of a window or menu, or if an item is not found when using the find or go to commands, or the first letter of an item in a menu. The possible settings are speak, tone, or nothing. When navigating from a line to the previous or next line, outspoken can alert you if you are moving across blank lines. If set to speak, outspoken will tell you the number of blank lines, such as next 5 lines if you are moving forward, or previous 5 lines if you are moving backward. If set to tone, outspoken will issue a distinctive tone when moving across blank lines. It is important to remember that the number of lines announced is an approximation. When reading by line or word, outspoken can alert you if you are moving across blank spaces within a line. If set to speak, outspoken will announce the number of blank spaces, such as 6 spaces. If set to tone, outspoken will issue a beep to indicate that you are moving across blank spaces. If set to nothing, Outspoken will not announce blank spaces unless you are reading by character, in which case Outspoken will always announce the number of blank spaces. Outspoken will indicate if you navigate to the end of a window or menu. If you are using Find or Go To and Outspoken does not find the item that you are looking for, or if you are navigating within a menu by using the first letter of a menu item, and Outspoken does not find that letter. If set to Speak, Outspoken will say, quote, "No more," close quote. If set to Tone, Outspoken will issue a beep indicating, quote, "No more," close quote. If set to Nothing, Outspoken will still issue a beep if any of these conditions are met. The default setting is Tone. The hotkey is M. Continuing on page 49. Subsection 6.1.9, Numbers. This defines the way in which Outspoken announces numbers. The possible settings are digits or words. If set to digits, all numbers will be announced as if they were a series of single digits. For example, 9,876 would be read as, quote, 9876, close quote. If set to words, all numbers will be announced as if they were one number. For example, 9,876 would be read as, quote, 9,876, close quote. Leading zeros will always be announced as single digits. If you press spell when reading a number, Outspoken will always read the number by digits, regardless of the number's setting. Certain punctuation and mathematical symbols will also be read if they are connected to the numbers being read, unless punctuation is set to, quote, "ignore," close quote. For example, if set to, quote, "words," close quote, the telephone number, area code 510, in parentheses, 923-6280, would be read as, quote, "left paren 510, right paren 923-6280. Close quote. Minus or negative signs are always read as, quote, "dash," close quote. The default setting is words. The hotkey is N for numbers. Subsection 6.1.10, Punctuation. This sets the way in which Outspoken announces punctuation when you are reading or typing. Outspoken interprets all keys and characters that are not letters or numbers as punctuation, including punctuation symbols such as exclamation point, question mark, comma, period, colon, quotation mark, etc. Mathematical symbols such as plus sign, minus sign, slash, asterisk, dollar sign, percentage sign, etc. Non-English language characters, control keys such as escape, tab, delete, return, and enter, and direction and function keys. The possible settings are all, some, none, or ignore. When reading by word or character, or using the spell command, everything, including the punctuation, will be read. If set to all, Outspoken will read all punctuation when using read by line or read window. If set to none, Outspoken will not read any punctuation. If set to some, Outspoken will only read certain common punctuation, such as the at sign, the pound sign, the percentage sign, an ampersand, a caret, or a backslash. If set to ignore, Outspoken will not read any punctuation, but will pass it through to the speech manager, which may or may not speak the characters. This is especially useful for those people using non-English speech. Continuing on page 50. The punctuation setting works in conjunction with the echo setting. If echo is set to characters or characters and words, all punctuation will be announced as typed, regardless of the punctuation setting. If punctuation is set to all and echo is set to words or auto-speak, all punctuation will be announced as typed. If punctuation is set to all and echo is set to nothing, only tab, delete, return, enter, direction keys, and function keys will be announced when pressed. There are other combinations of echo and punctuation settings that will affect the way in which Outspoken provides punctuation feedback. You may need to experiment with these two settings to find the combination that best suits your needs. The default setting is all. The hotkey is P for punctuation. Subsection 6.1.11, repeat filter. The repeat filter setting tells Outspoken to summarize any string of four or more identical characters, except for numbers. This announcement will be made in a higher-pitched voice to indicate that Outspoken is not reading actual text. For example, dash 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 would be announced as, quote, 10 dashes, close quote. A string of punctuation may or may not be announced while reading by line, depending upon the punctuation setting. The setting for repeat filter are on or off. The default setting is on. The hotkey is R. That's R for repeat. Subsection 6.1.12, style change. This sets the type of feedback that you hear when there is a change in font, size, style, or color. The possible settings are speak, tone, pitch, or nothing. If set to speak, Outspoken will announce the new font name, such as, quote, Times, close quote. New font size, such as, quote, 9 points, close quote. New style, such as, quote, italic, close quote, or new color, such as, quote, red 7, close quote. If set to tone, Outspoken will not announce the type of change, but will issue a beep before the change. If set to pitch, Outspoken will not announce the type of change, but will indicate the change by reading the text that was changed in a higher pitched voice. If set to nothing, Outspoken will not indicate where there is a change. If the style change is caused by using superscript or subscript, such as in footnotes or certain types of notations, style change will also indicate these changes. If set to speak, Outspoken will say up as you move from plain text to superscript and down as you move back. If you are using subscript, Outspoken will say down and then up. Tone and pitch settings will act in the same way as described above. Continuing on page 51. If style change is set to speak and Outspoken encounters a significant increase or decrease in font size, it will announce either up or down, respectively, before announcing the new font size. The default setting is tone. The hotkey is S. Subsection 6.1.13, Windows. This sets the feedback that you receive when a window, menu, or dialog opens or closes, or if the mouse pointer moves across a window edge. The settings are speak, tone, or nothing. If set to speak, Outspoken will say window when a new window opens, or if the pointer enters or returns to a window. Outspoken will say menu when a menu opens and will say dialogue when a dialogue opens. If set to tone, Outspoken will issue a beep in all of these cases. The default setting is speak. The hotkey is W. This is the end of side A of cassette number 3. Please turn to the other side.